I want to talk about a word that's going quietly out of fashion, the commons. It means the things we hold in common, the shared spaces, the public squares, the resources that belong to everyone and no one. And this week, we may be watching one of the most important commons of the digital age get bought. It's reported, not yet confirmed, that NVIDIA has agreed to purchase Hugging Face, the shared hub where the world's open, freely available AI models live, for nearly $13 billion. If you don't work in technology, that name means nothing to you, so let me tell you why it matters. In a world where the most powerful AI is locked inside a few private companies, Hugging Face was the opposite. An open library where anyone, a student, a researcher, a small company in any country, could take powerful AI tools freely and build on them. It was a kind of public park in a landscape of private estates, and its whole value came from belonging to no one in particular. So here's the human thread I keep pulling on, and it's bigger than this one deal. Over and over in the digital age, we build something open and shared and wonderful, and then once it becomes valuable, it gets enclosed, bought, fenced. The open web became a handful of platforms, the commons becomes property. I'm not saying NVIDIA would ruin Hugging Face, it might even fund it generously. But something is lost, quietly, when the thing that belonged to everyone comes to belong to the most powerful company in the field. We've seen this movie enough times to know how it tends to end. My honest calibration, and it's more caution than alarm. I'd put it likely that this deal, or one like it, goes through. Valuable, open things tend to get bought, because someone can always afford to. What I'm genuinely unsure about is whether we, collectively, still care enough about the idea of a commons to protect any of it. That's not a technology question, it's a question about what we value. Do we still believe some things should stay shared, owned by no one, open to all? Or have we quietly accepted that everything eventually has an owner? And that's where I'll leave you because it connects to something simple and worth holding on to. Not everything valuable should be for sale. The open shared spaces of the internet of knowledge of these new tools are worth defending precisely because they belong to all of us. When one of them is about to be enclosed, the least we can do is notice and mind. The commons only survives if the people it belongs to still remember that it's theirs. This one was ours. It's worth remembering that even now. This case was examined at GAFAM.ai.